This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. In our ongoing coverage of the Israel-Hamas conflict, Gaza's main hospital, trapped in fierce combat, has been forced to bury scores of dead in a mass grave. That's according to its director, as U.S. President Joe Biden presses Israel to protect the complex. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said that finance ministers from APEC countries are committed to taking all possible measures to prevent the Israel-Hamas conflict from escalating. At a news conference in San Francisco in the U.S. state of California, Yellen emphasized the importance of addressing human suffering while underscoring the critical need to prevent the conflict's expansion in the region, which she says could pose global risks and should be a collective concern.
I believe there was a strongly shared view that it's important for all of us to work to do everything we can to contain the conflict between Israel and Hamas so that it doesn't become a broader regional conflict, that if it does, it could pose risks to the global outlook that all of us would be concerned about.
A UN report says hundreds of thousands more people have fled Gaza. Meantime, VOA's Alexis Strope has that.
The UN Humanitarian Office says another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza in less than 10 days. Israeli ground forces have been battling Palestinian militants around hospitals in the north, where patients, newborns, and medics are stranded with no electricity and dwindling supplies. The UN says only one hospital in the north is capable of receiving patients. All others, including Gaza's largest, Shifa, which has been at the center of a days-long standoff, are no longer able to function. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, which is struggling to provide services to more than 600,000 people sheltering in the south, says it may run out of fuel by Wednesday. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Reestablishing communication between militaries of the two superpowers will be high on U.S. President Joe Biden's agenda Wednesday during a highly anticipated meeting with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's according to a senior administration official. The leaders will be meeting on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit that the U.S. is hosting. The Biden-Xi summit will be the first face-to-face meeting between the two presidents since they met last year in Bali, Indonesia. It's a positive sign for the rocky U.S.-China relationship and follows a wave of increased engagement between American and Chinese officials. Internal documents obtained by the Associated Press show that the World Health Organization paid $250 each to some women in Congo who say they were sexually abused or exploited by workers responding to the Ebola outbreak. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The $250 covers typical living expenses for less than 4 months in a country where the WHO documents note that many people survive on less than $2.15 a day. But the payments to the victims did not come freely. To receive the cash, the women were required to complete training courses intended to help them start income-generating activities. And the payments appear to try to circumvent the UN's policy that it doesn't pay reparations by including the money in what it calls a complete package of support. Many women in Congo who were sexually abused still have received nothing, and the WHO says nearly a dozen women declined the $250 offer. I'm Donna Warder.
Mexico's first openly non-binary magistrate and prominent LGBTQ activist, Ociel Baena, was found dead at home, Mexican authorities are saying. Reuters' Gabe Singer has that story.
Authorities say they are still investigating the cause of death. Baena, who used they-them pronouns, was also a prominent LGBTQ activist. They were celebrated across Latin America for work advancing the rights of the LGBTQ community. The state prosecutor of Aguascalientes said Baena's body was found with another person, whom local media identified as Baena's partner.
We have not found any other piece of evidence that would lead us to establish that a third person entered the house. We also know that the two people were a couple and that they lived at that address.
Baena was sworn in as magistrate in October last year. LGBTQ activists held vigils and demonstrations in the magistrate's honor on Monday night in Aguascalientes, as well as Mexico City, Monterrey, and other major cities. Human rights organizations are calling for an investigation into whether Baena's death was related to their gender identity.